We are welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Python, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio City, in the podcast, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian, I'm the host of this podcast, and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and week 20 was a little bit of a holiday week in Vienna with low trading volume. Also, we had an exchange expiry day on the options and futures markets. ATXDR climbed 0.74% and best stocks came from the second row. Par and Polytech with 8% up and Marino Made with 7%. News came from Frequentis, AT&S, Vienna Airport, Agrana, UBM and Austrian Post, spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 20. Monday, Frequentis, a global supplier of communication and information systems for control centers with safety critical tasks, recently received an order for the communication system Asgard from Germany. The order includes a total of 26 integrated control centers, 3 emergency control centers, the Fire Brigade Operations Center in Munich, as well as equipment for the training and test environment for the Fire Brigade School in Geretsried. Frequentis was also awarded the contract for the new procurement of the emergency call and radio query system for the control centers of the Integrated Control Center Saarland, ILS. The ILS has been in active operation since February 2023. Asgard is used to take emergency calls, alert the emergency services or coordinate rescue operations. Frequentis, weekly performance, minus 0.65%. Tuesday at an S, in a challenging market environment, at an S continued its growth course and generated record revenues in the financial year 2022-23. Consolidated revenue improved by 13% to €1,791 million in the financial year 2022-23, PY, €1,590 million. EBIT rose from €126 million to €146 million. After a strong first half, the market cooled down significantly in the second half of the financial year, in particular in the growth segment of IC substrates. To address the resulting challenges, we significantly boosted and accelerated our cost reduction programs. We are still convinced that the company is in a good and promising position in segments benefiting substantially from digitalization and electrification. And we are achieving one of our key strategic goals, further diversification of our customer base, even faster than planned. CEO Andreas Gerstenmayer comments on the company's perspective. At an S, weekly performance, minus 2.47%. Vienna Airport, revenue of the Flughafenwien Group, Vienna Airport in Q1-2023, amounted to €180.4 million, comprising an increase of 62.6% from the previous year. EBITDA was up year-on-year to €66.8 million and EBIT climbed to €34.8 million. The net profit for the period before non-controlling interests in Q1-2023 increased to €25.0 million. The operating free cash flow in Q1-2023 equaled €89.6 million, Q1-2022, €21.40 million. Passenger volume at Vienna Airport rose considerably in the first 3 months of 2023 compared to low level of passenger traffic in the first quarter of 2022 related to the coronavirus pandemic. From January to March 2023, the Flughafenwien Group, including the foreign strategic investments in Malta Airport and Kosice Airport, reported a year-on-year increase in passenger traffic of 82.0% to 6,661,802 passengers. Flughafenwien, weekly performance, 0.47%. Wednesday Agrana, Fruit, Starch and Sugar Group Agrana's revenue of €3,637.40 million in the 2022-23 financial year was significantly higher than in the year before, and its operating profit, EBIT, of €88.3 million greatly surpassed the prior year figure of €24.7 million. Operating in an environment marked by the war in Ukraine and the associated further increases in raw material and energy prices and in market volatility, we managed the last financial year's challenges very effectively. In the sugar segment, we achieved the turnaround, and the starch segment had a solid earnings performance thanks especially to high ethanol prices in the first half of 2022.23 and a flourishing wheat gluten business. In the fruit segment, we are glad that our colleagues in Ukraine have so far remained physically unscathed by the hostilities, said Agrana CEO Marcus Mulleisen. Agrana, weekly performance, 0.28%. Thursday UBM, Martin Lucker, member of the management board and COO of UBM Development AG, has resigned from the management board prematurely, effective as of June 30, 2023. He is stepping down for personal reasons on the most amicable terms with the company, the supervisory board and the core shareholders. UBM, weekly performance, 0.62%. Friday Austrian Post. Austrian Post ordered 700 electric Maxus Ediliver 3 and 3 further Ediliver 9. Peter Umundum, board director parcel and logistics at Austrian Post says, in order to deliver CO2-free throughout Austria by 2030 at the latest, we now need around 1,000 additional electric vehicles every year. With Maxus we have found another manufacturer who can supply us with large quantities of the same quality and who accompanies us on our way to a green-yellow future. Österreichische Post, weekly performance, -1.35%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present.